Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Follies. Around the world, Inner Sight. Yeah, this is the show where, this is the show where you can do it all. Fight for your rights and stand up for your mother's rights and whatever. Well, we ain't gonna pay them for doing that. No, that's right. Inner Sight. All right. Welcome. I don't know where my engineer is. I don't even know where I am right now. Yeah. Stand by, world. Let me see if I can do some communicating. That's right. Now, sit down. That's what chairs are for. You ever do any haphazard comedy, you know, where you never know what's going to come up next and all that, and you just, whatever comes into your brain, you know. What brain? Cut that out. Yeah, I mean, one of these days, pow, right in the kisser. Remember that? Yeah, that's a good comedy show. All the old sayings. You ever notice that every comic has a saying or a phrase or something that made them famous? Milton Berle, remember Milton Berle? You know, he had a phrase. Good evening, ladies and germs. Ladies and germs. That was his saying, ladies and germs. Everybody has it. Jackie Gleason, and away we go. You know. He had that one. That was his saying. You know, every comedian, I think, has one. Lucy used to have, remember Lucy? She used to have whenever things went wrong, she used to cry. And Ricky used to get all frustrated. Don't cry, honey. Don't cry. I don't like when you cry, you know? You know. You come to think of it, anybody. Jack Benny, now he might have been the funniest. You know, his favorite phrase or trademark, if you want to call it, was very, well. He used to go like that. Well. Like that. Yeah, you know, when you think about it, all these people, they all, Abbott and Costello, now Lou Costello had a catch phrase or a trademark. Hey, Abbott! You know, that was his, hey, Abbott, he would yell, hey, Abbott. They all had that, come to think of it. You know, those who were really famous and who were on regularly, you know. Well, what'd you think of the Halloween party last night? Wasn't that something? Oh, boy, that was nice. Huh? Yeah, Gabriel and the rest of the gang. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday was Halloween, and we had a nice time. And I don't know what happened to my engineer. I don't know where she is. Oh, boy. I gotta get a better engineer. Very unreliable. Nothing worse than an unreliable engineer. Yeah. All right. In a sight follies, let's see. Jackie Gleason tonight. Remember that Jackie Gleason with this guy moves in next door. You know, next door meaning right next door. These big apartment buildings. You know, you could bang on a wall and the other apartment would hear you. You're right next door. I grew up that way when I was a kid. If one person had mice, the other person had it because the mouse would be right next door, see? You can just crawl right over. Yeah, cut that out. Anyway, next door. So this guy moves in next door, see, and he's a dancer. Couldn't, like Ralph said, couldn't be a cook or a chef to show you how to cook. Had to be a dancer. Well, your mamba days are over. You know, he teaches the mamba. I teach the mamba, the South American specialty. Oh, yeah? Well, listen, let me tell you something, pal. Don't be sashaying around here with those fancy manners and everything. Because you're going to get yours. Well, all right, if you don't want me to be a good neighbor, never mind that good neighbor stuff. We don't want our wives to be associated with any kind of riffraff. Yeah. We want them just the way they are, stupid. You don't listen to him. Well, if you don't want your wives to, if they do all these things for you and you don't appreciate it, well, why not? Yeah, I'm not lucky like you. I don't have a wife. My wife, I never met the right girl, you know. All I do is the mamba. You cut that out. Well, why don't we do it? Why don't we do it? He wants to know why we don't do it. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it? Because we just don't. That's why. Now listen. Your mamba days are over. You want to wiggle? Wiggle over to the stove and get my dinner. What's that?
Tuna fish. We're having tuna salad.
Tuna fish? What am I, a cat or something? I know why I can't have a hot meal. You're out in the kitchen doing this and that and this and the mamba. Now, let me tell you something, Alice. Your mamba days are over.
But Mr. Grande, it's very nice. You should do it like this and like that.
And you, at your age, should be ashamed of yourself.
But it's not a boost. It's good. My son does it too. My son Gabriel knows how to mamba.
Your son knows how to mamba?
Yes.
Where does he mamba?
He mambas behind the coffee shop with himself. Get out!
Behind the coffee shop. What kind of a pervert are you?
It's not a booze, it's the mamba. I go behind the coffee shop and I mamba.
You are a mental case. All right, insight. Follies. Boy, I'm in a weird mood tonight. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. The little bear. And when you get your Akita, teach it how to bite. Let it bite people all day. As you walk down the street, whoever you meet, bite, bite. Bite, bite, bite.
Frankie, did that dog bite?
Of course, Janie. I scared Janie one time with my dog. I had my dog. We used to go to the dark house. Well, they call it the lab. I call it the dark house. We used to go to the dark house to get music lessons, see? And she was in the room. And I went in, had a shepherd, you know. And I went in there and I said, "Look out, Janie. There's a mad dog on the loose."
"What? What? A mad dog? Does it bite?"
"Of course it bites. What do you think I told you for? I wouldn't tell you if it didn't bite."
"Ah!"
And she put her hand out. And she said,
"I got the mad dog. I got the mad dog.
Oh, yeah, it's going to bite you." That's funny. She was screaming, and the teacher said, "What'd you tell her that for?" It's so funny. We used to have so much fun in school. You ever go to school to have fun? I didn't go to school to work. I went to school to have fun. I used to get up in the morning, then, you know, mope around, get dressed and all that. And I'd eat my Cheerios, breakfast of champions, with the banana and everything. And I'd say to my mother, "Oh, Ma, I'm going to school to have fun."
"Frankie, you better do your work. No more of that fun."
"Yeah, Ma. I never did any work." I went to school to have fun. And that's what I did all day long. I looked for fun. Weird things, you know. I don't think too many kids did that. Went to school to have fun. I did. I didn't like school. I wonder if the biting buzzard went to school. Inner sight around the world. Big East, the key to rescue. .org. 609-388-7004. Zero fur. That's right. For what? I don't know. All right. Adopt a Nikita. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, except if you're hungry. Will you cut that out? What is the matter with you? 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. All right. Talk to Gary over there. You get dog food, cat food, medical, all that stuff. I don't know where he puts it, but he works for the railroad. I think he hides it on the trains, and then at the end of the day, he gets off the train and he fills up the car. You know, who knows? I don't. But anyway, nobody's starving on Long Island. All the beautiful children of the world, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Vante Oquindo. The system really let them down, boy. They lost their lives. Yeah, horrible. Horrible system. All right, we don't have an engineer, so if you're trying to call in, we forgive you. We forgive you. Yeah. Call the Inner Sight number and leave a comment if you want. 631-224-3090. You can comment over there. We'll get it. And we'll talk about it on the air. All right, Inner Sight. around the world. Follies. Let's see, what else we got? Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house, call Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty. .org, I guess it is. I don't know. I know he has a website. I never told people to go to the website. I know he has one. All right, 631-888-1186, Mr. Kennedy Realty. Yeah, around the world, say. Now listen, pal. When I tell you to go around the world, stop walking. That's it. Imagine if somebody tried to walk around the world. You know, I when I was a kid, I told my mother one day, I said, Mom, going out. She says, where are you going? Where are you going, Frankie? I said, I'm going to walk around the world. She goes, what? Get over here. What do you mean you're going to walk around the world? Yeah, I'm going down to Coney Island, and I'm going to keep walking straight along the ocean and see if I can walk around the world.
Are you crazy? You can't do that.
So why not? They said you gotta walk around the ocean. So I'm just gonna walk straight in the sand and keep going.
Frankie, you're gonna get killed. Don't do that.
I wanted to walk around the world. Yeah, I did a lot of weird things when I was a kid, you know. Oh, yeah, I had fun. Yeah. To sit there in the classroom and the teacher would be talking and putting stuff up on the board. And I couldn't read it. You know, it's funny. Even when I was a kid, I knew there was something wrong with the system as a kid. Because I used to sit in the classroom and couldn't read the blackboard. And I used to tell the teacher, Teacher, I can't read that. Why are you writing stuff I can't read? I was the most annoying little kid that you ever wanted to have in your class. Or didn't want to have in your class. Big East, Key to Rescue. Oh, we did that already. Anyway, all right. Good Mojo Printers, 631-666-1010 on the Good Mojo. All right. I had a very interesting day today. My belt broke and my underwear broke. Yeah. What'd you do when you're walking down the street, all of a sudden your belt pops. I got this old belt and it's reversible. I got a reversible belt, see? You turn the buckle right around. I've had it for like 20 years. The thing broke today. I got to throw it out. And my underwear. You ever wear underwear that's all stretched out? And the only way it stays up if you tighten your belt and stick it in your pants. Well, that's what I had to do. All right, anybody out there who can donate some underwear to me, call the InterSight number. As long as it's brand new. Ooh, imagine if you had to wear used underwear. Yeah. I got used underwear. 10 cents a pair. 10 cents a pair underwear. Will you get out of here? I didn't go myself with it either. Will you shut up? Disgusting. Underwear, 10 cents a pair. Used. Used underwear. Ugh, that's disgusting. All right. Inner sight, what else we got? Baccaro's Italian Tavern. 516-798 1555. Oh, we're going to talk to the guy who wants to get a lip implant. Yes. Coming up on his site. Implant your lips right here. You know. First your lips, then your hips. Will you cut that out? When I want to get a, I want to get one of those lipper jobs. What? I want a lipper job. A lipper job? What is a lipper job? Well, that's where you go to a doctor, see, and you sit in the chair.
Hello.
And you sit in the chair, and he clips your lips. Well, he's not clipping my lips, that's for sure. Well, I saw it on TV. See, there was a fella, he looked like a bird, but he came out, and he had clipped lips.
Oh, boy.
And he's very interesting. He was talking kind of funny, too. He said, I think lips are so beautiful. What do you think? What do you think? And his friend came along, and his friend's name was John. He says, Rodney, what happened to you? And Rodney says, well, I finally did it. You did it. You sure did. You look like death warmed over. What happened, Rodney? Well, I had a lipper. A what?
A lipper?
A lipper.
A lipper.
A lipper pipper. A pip. When I was a kid, and my mother said something was weird, she said, that's a pip. That's what Rodney had, a pip lip.
You see, well, that's a pip.
So we got a lip transplant. Oh, by the way, who are you?
I don't know. Who am I?
I don't know. Where'd you come from?
Where I came from was the bowels of radio.
Bowels? Wait a minute. We don't talk that way on this show. Get out of here. Are you the engineer?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know.
Am I? I don't know. Am I the co-host? Am I the engineer?
I know I didn't have any music. Now I know. All
yeah,
right.
Well, I didn't get in so easily.
A lip transplant. And my dog wants to get a lip transplant. It's the style, you know. It started with that actress, what's her name, Jolene or something, or whatever her name is.
Oh, I know who you're talking
Angelina
about.
Angelina
Jolimina. That's
Jagarina.
It, Jolie. Jolie, right?
That's it, Jolie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a transplant and her husband left her. All right, Inner Sight. give me some... give me some Red Fox music. You got any Red Fox music?
Yep. Hang on, let me get to it.
Let's hear. Let it rip.
Let it rip. Well, I gotta make sure.
And then be quiet.
Me?
Yeah,
no,
you
don't mean that.
There it is. Let it rip. Fred, I gotta talk to you. It's very important. What's wrong, Grady? What you look like a ghost. You look like somebody somebody hit you and ran. Oh, yeah. Well, a friend of mine, see, his mother died, and he don't have no money to bury her, and she's over there in the laying in the hospital. I don't know what he's gonna do, and he's out on the street trying to get some money, on the street. Wait a minute, what happened to his mother? Well, she had this pain, see, and she had a pain in her keister, yeah, and she went to the doctor, and the doctor put her in the hospital. He said, You gotta let them examine your keister. Oh no! And when they went to examine her keister, she started yelling, "Ah, leave my keister alone! What's wrong with you?" You know, and she started yelling, and the doctor gave her some medicine and tried to calm her down, and he gave her the wrong medicine, and she died, just like Wardell Jackson. Oh no. Yeah, and now she's over there laying in the bed. Dead in the bed. In the bed, dead. She's in the bed dead. Well, listen, Grady. I got this friend of mine down at the barbershop, see? And it's called Lightning's Burial Parlor. Lightning's Burial Parlor? I heard of that place. Where is it located? Well, behind the barbershop, see? There's a little place, and you go in there and you sign a paper. It's a $29.99 special. They bury you for $29.99 burial. Or where do they bury you? Well, that's the thing, see? Nobody knows. What? Nobody knows? Well, how's my friend going to go and put flowers on his mother's grave and say prayers, everything, and make sure her keister's all right? Will you get out of here, crazy Grady?
My her keister. Don't worry about no keister. You want to get her buried, don't you? But the only thing is, they don't pick up the body, see? You got to deliver it. I gotta deliver the body? You mean with the keister? Yeah. You see, now what you do is you go down to the hospital and you get a couple of the boys from the corner and you get them dressed up. Make sure they put masks on. A mask? What do they need a mask for? So the cops can't recognize them. Will you get out of here, now, dog? Good girl. $29.99 in advance.
In advance, of course.
For Lightning's Burial Parlor. Burial Parlor. Does he have a license? Of course he has a license. Just look at the back of his truck. Oh no! Lightning's Burial Parlor.
There you go.
All right. There we see. Now we told the whole world you don't need burial insurance. Call Lightning's Burial Parlor.
Yeah, right?
$29.99. Special.
Special.
Even the biting buzzard likes it.
Now you just throw people what it is. They just take people and you put them in body bags and they throw them in the ocean.
Well, I don't know. Nobody knows what they do. Where they bury them?
That's right. But I think that's the key. They just throw them in the ocean. I'd rather be thrown in the ocean than go in Potter's Field.
Well, if you want to be thrown in the ocean, just make sure somebody delivers you behind the barber shop. We got a guy over here. He's a barber. I think he does that. He's weird,
well,
this guy.
I don't want to
like
go
this.
There.
You want a haircut in day? You want me to give it? I said, stay away from here. I'll call the police. Oh, that's no, right. No policia.
No policia.
No, no,
said.
No worry, no worry. All right, let's see. Insight. Oh, how about you? Well, let's make yourself useful and do the Able News. Let's see if you can do it right. Come on.
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is also online. Visit and sign up for your free subscription today. And I don't barely hear anything, and I don't see anything.
Great. Oh, your phone is horrible, that's for sure.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't hear anything.
Inner sight, follies around the world, and let's see. We oh, maybe if we're lucky, Louie will show up.
Man.
You know, Louie the lip. And I'm going to get my dog a lip transplant.
A lip transplant? Why would you want that?
Yeah, and we're going to get, Gabriel's going to get one too, I heard.
Why would he want that?
And Rodney's cat, Ladybug,
wants
to get new lips here. It's going to be the latest thing, see?
Lips?
All
okay.
Right. In sight. Follies around the world. Let's see. We got Jackie Gleason coming up.
Yep. If I could see my phone now because I don't have my eyeglasses.
Laura Hardy. What?
They fell on the floor somewhere. My eyeglasses fell on the floor somewhere.
Oh, well, you can't see anyway. We need eyeglasses for.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Can you tell if there's any phone calls?
Sort of, if I have no eyeglasses, we'll see.
Well,
that's the only difference.
Why don't you just click on all the microphones and say, hello, anybody there?
You want me to do that? I'll do it. I don't care. You know me.
Yeah, if you can't see it, you got to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, go ahead.
You want me to? Okay, hold on. Let me
How many microphones do we have?
Hold on. Let me get back to the other screen.
At least 20 or 30, don't you?
Wait. No. It depends on who calls in. Whoever calls in, that's how many microphones you get. You have up to, like, I don't know, 20? Okay,
yeah,
now we
so
have.
Open up
one,
all the mics and see if there's a phone call.
Oh, God. I think I see Love Drops, and then I see Mary and Maureen, and then I see possibly, I'm not sure, somebody from last night, two people. From last night, I think.
All right. Well, what's all that noise in the background?
I have no idea.
Can we get rid of that noise?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No
we
noise in my background.
We need a filter on this show.
Yeah, I'd agree. I have no idea
all
where
right.
I get that.
Inner sight, let's, follies, let's see if we can take a phone call. Around the world.
Yeah.
By the way, 213-816-1650. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're stuck in a nursing home being abused, give us a call.
Yeah.
Give us a call
okay.
while you're being abused. That way we can record it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Huh. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right, let it rip. Any phone calls?
We have one, three, four. Okay, now, whoever wants to speak, press the one. Because right now we only have
love.
Louie, who's pressed the one, but I know some other people want to speak too. So press the one, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like.
All right, let's take Louie now, and then we'll go
yep,
let the others.
We're taking Louie.
simmer
think
a little
about
bit.
It. Yeah, well, I got a little bit more after that. Maureen.
Louis, done lip. Hey, we're going to get Louis a lip transplant.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Louis.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Hello,
yes.
That lady.
Louis is
going to
get an implant in his lip.
Yeah, I'm going to get an implant. This is the radio on Inner Sight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the Wolfman Jack Show, bringing you the live coverage of Inner Sight on Blog Talk Radio. And your phone number is, wait a minute, the phone number is 1-213-816-1650. And talk to my buddy Frank Perino on Wolfman Jack Hour, baby. You get the,
yeah, you know,
get the
you
rights.
Know,
yeah, Frank Perino.
I met Wolfman Jack. Crazy.
Oh, you did, baby.
Yeah, I met him at...
You know about it, yes.
I met him at Philharmonic Hall backstage. He was scared of my dog.
Aww.
He was so funny, you know. Nice guy, but he was,
what
you say? Funny. Yeah,
hey,
what's up,
like
Lou?
Hi, everybody. How you doing with yourself? And for the Wolfman, my name is Vito Cody. I like those pretty Italian ladies lighting your fire and everything.
I like that. Hey, maybe I ought to change my name to Vito Perino or scare people, huh?
Vito Perino?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is Vito Perino.
Hey, you got to stop by the Phillips Station, talk to one of the guests, and then look for the girl that gas up your car.
That's it. I'm making an offer you can't refuse.
Hello, Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero.
Hello there, Louis.
Ferrero.
How are you?
Tomorrow.
Nice
good
voice through the phone.
How you doing?
Okay. I got a Frank Perino. Let me ask your son. I went on a Princess Cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
Princess Cruise ship?
Oh, my.
What did you do on there?
He went
from Saturday to I got in yesterday.
Where'd you go?
My family.
Yeah, but where'd you go? Where'd you wind up?
What's the call? He wants to know,
Louis. Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Ooh, I love that trip. That's where we went for, well, sort of like a honeymoon, like a pre-honeymoon.
I thought maybe you went to Coney Island or something.
Oh, I loved going there. I wanted to go again to that trip. I loved it,
Nova
actually.
Scotia, pretty cold up there, huh?
I didn't care.
I say on board, Frank Perino.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Right.
I was drunk, and you know something? Hey, Frank, I was drunk on board, you know.
Yeah. Did you do a Spanish dance on there?
I danced to polka music.
Oh, polka music.
How many days was the cruise?
What?
How many days was the cruise for?
5 days.
Not bad. What cruise line?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, don't
five
mention cruise
days.
Line. We don't want to. We're not giving anybody free ads. What are you talking about?
Well, we mentioned them, then we could ask them for some help.
So, were there a lot of people on that boat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have big waves?
I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, nice.
Did you have big waves?
No. It just rock a little bit.
Oh.
You think that's bad? What, you know, remember Hurricane Gloria? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I was in the ocean.
Oh, you mean Hurricane Gloria? I know about it.
Yeah,
I was in that ocean with Hurricane Gloria. And with the waves going to the porthole. When I was a kid, my uncle used to get free cruises, okay? And my uncle used to be a travel agent, so he would, like, book so many cruises and then have a free cruise and do another so many cruises and get another cruise. And then he put all of them together, and then we only used to go once a year on a cruise together.
You mean your uncle sent you on a cruise in the middle of a hurricane? What, is he a maniac or what?
No, we had no clue this was happening.
Maniac, no.
That time of year, we all went, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Well, you're supposed to check the weather before you go out on a cruise, but yeah.
Yes, our ship was actually.
Well, we did.
But our ship was, like, sort of going around it. So it was doing well until it shifted its, you know, direction.
All right. So what'd you do on the cruise, Louis?
I went to shows. I went to comedians. I went to Broadway musicals. I had big breakfast, big scrambled eggs and bacon and sausages, yogurt, juice.
Oh wow, Louis.
Coffee.
I wish I had that.
and day later, I had a bowl of oatmeal.
Oh, Louis.
Boy, they must have loved you.
Yeah.
You ate all that food. Did anybody else eat after you ate?
Yeah, and I had lunch later on. I had a burger and fries.
Oh, my.
He ate everything. There was no food left for him.
Oh, man. Did you gain weight?
Just about gained weight. I went to go work out on the elliptical.
Ah, that's your secret.
You went where?
And I exercise on the
exercise
on a bike.
Oh. So you wouldn't gain
weight. Why didn't you take a walk around the water?
I don't want to get seasick.
No, meaning walk around the boat. That's what he was talking about.
He didn't want to get seasick. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well,
on the top
let me ask you, hey Louis, let me ask you a question now. When you were on that boat,
right?
Was anybody doing lip transplants on their lip?
Lip implants.
Anybody? Was anybody doing lip implants? Anybody do that on the boat?
Yeah, that too.
You had that too, right?
He got that too.
Whoa, that's amazing. Lip implant on the boat. All right.
Yeah.
The room is 235 in the cabin.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
235.
Wish all right,
Lou.
There.
Before you go, give us a little song. What song do you hear on the boat? Any good songs?
Let me sing a little bit of Call You On Wants Me to Sing, okay?
You're nice, give us a little, I don't know, Bing Crosby, remember Bing Crosby?
I dreamin' of a white Christmas. Just like the one I used to know. And if he top listen and children listen, children love drops in the snow. I'm dreaming of a Merry Christmas,
this is the Inside Polly, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you come back.
Yes, that's enough, guys. You still
might
be here.
That's it.
And all your drops be wise.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I had fun on that cruise ship.
Well,
yeah, I know
good.
You did. Get them out of here. Get them out of here before
I
throw them over. Throw them over.
No,
boy.
Don't
get
throw me out.
No, I got the hook. I got the
throw
hook.
Them
you know,
the board with the lip.
No, don't hit me.
I didn't. I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to get the hook. You know, the bonk.
No, hey, Frank, you got to help me, man. You got to help me.
Don't worry, we'll save you.
Yeah. I like this. I am enjoying this a little, Frank. Wait a minute. I got to tell you.
Don't do that.
In the sight.
Hey, guys, I love you.
Yeah, we love you too, Lou. Thanks so much.
I just got to get back.
You're the funniest guy on the whole show.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. So do you, Suzanne Taurasi.
When you get your lip implant, we're going to put you on television.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
I love
with
you guys.
With Rodney and the cat. And I got mine. Yeah. Well, how does it look?
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
How does that, John, how do I look with a profile with my new implant? Well,
yeah, right. We got
well,
yeah.
Well, Rodney, I can only say one thing. I've lived for many, many years, and I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know, I mean, you've done some things in your day, but this lip implant. Now, this takes it all, you know, because your lip is sticking out. You look like a dead monkey. Oh, thank you very much.
He wants to look like a dead monkey, I guess.
All right, in a sight. We're gonna hire a doctor, see, and we're gonna, you know, in India.
Yeah.
In India, they work. The climate is so nice over there. They work right on the corner. They don't have an office, see. And this guy Rodney, he has an office right out on the street. Of course, the only thing is, tomorrow morning it's going to be freezing out there. And he'll be out there with the lip implant.
Oh my God.
Oh, then he's got this. This neighbor next door. She's a real uppity up chick. You know, you're one of those chicks who think who the hell they are. You know. And I'm not going to say her name because she. But she owned this uppity-up beauty parlor, you know. And when Rodney sits there at the desk with the implant, and she comes out, she faints, you know. and he's
pardon me. But why are you sitting there with your lips sticking out like that?
Oh, you like it, isn't it, Bill? This is my latest escapade. My implants. Do you love them? You love my. You know, I got the idea from that actress, Jolia, whatever her name was. Josephina.
Josephina. Please don't sit outside my establishment looking like that. You're scaring everybody.
And then his friend comes along and says, well, Rodney, why don't you turn your back to the store? That might be better. Oh, you mean if I sit backwards? Yeah. Then tell everybody instead of a lip plant, Tom, you got an ass implant. They can't see it because, you know, you don't want to reveal your ass in the street. You know what I mean? So that's a good idea, John. Thank you.
Woo! You're fun, Frank.
All right,
really
folks,
are.
You heard it right here on Insight. I think we're gonna. I got a good idea for a fundraiser during this whole thing.
Yes.
We're gonna hire a doctor to do lip implants on the spot. That's it.
No, implants.
$1,000 a shot. Half the money goes to inner side. That's not a bad idea, you know. You imagine all the wayward girls you'd get. any wayward girls out there, give us a call. 213-816-1650. If you're a wayward girl and you don't like your lips, call us.
With the lips tonight.
Woo! All right, we got any more phone calls?
Yes, we do. We've been waiting.
I'm surprised we're still on the air after all that.
I could have shut you off very easily.
All right, who we got?
We got Mary and Maureen. Hold on.
Oh, let's see if they're still listening. Hello.
Yeah, let's
Would you like a lip implant?
How come it won't come on now? Hold on.
Well, because there's no wayward girls out there.
Well, you don't know until you ask Mary and Maureen. They might be wayward girls.
Are you a wayward woman? Would you like a lip implant?
Terrible. I hate this. I don't like this.
The fighting buzzard will fly over while you're having your operation.
They're laughing.
I was on last night.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
We're gonna hire Dr. Mouth.
Dr. Mouth.
Dr. Mouth is gonna do the lip implant. Woo!
Did your mom listen too?
Hey, I think I'll come over to the nursing home and just grab any of the staff at random and give them a lip implant.
Give them something else, a different type of implant. Did I say that?
Charge.
Yep.
Dr. Mouth is in the house.
Dr.
Mouth.
Yeah,
I went to Dr. Mouth.
Will you shut up?
Well, I had a doctor named Dr. Mechanic. I had a doctor named Dr. Hertz. Literally, Hertz.
Dr.
Okay.
Hertz? Oh, we know that.
He was a pain management doctor,
too. Imagine you go to a doctor named Hertz.
He was a pain management doctor, and I couldn't stop laughing when one of my doctor's names to me.
All right, doctor, turn around, you hit him in the back, does it hide?
I can give you all the names of my doctors that I had once. Yeah, really weird.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How's everybody? How you doing over there?
Hanging in, listening to the show, having a lot of laughs.
Crazy, right?
My mom is having a lot of laughs, too.
All right. Dr. Mechanic, did he work on you or what?
No, but you think if he did, would I be in half the condition that I'm in?
Well, I know none of them helped you.
That's right. Indeed.
The big thing now is this, what do they call this, opium. You ever hear that?
Well,
yes, got that.
I want it.
They're advertising now. Now Johnson & Johnson, the big I used to know them years ago. I don't know who they are now, but they did a test on the baby powder. See, the government said they found asbestos in the baby powder, so they did a test, and they said, "Oh, there's no asbestos in the baby powder. It's perfectly safe." So the guy says, well, tell your mother and your wife to use. Oh, no, we don't use that brand. Get out of here.
That's what I'd be saying.
It's safe, but they won't use it.
That's right. It's totally safe. Yeah, my buttocks is safe.
All right, in a sight. How's
Mary?
How are you doing?
Sorry about that.
She said she's fine, you guys are sounding good. You said she's fine and you guys are sounding good.
We hit the wrong button.
Yeah,
that was Dr. Mouth.
Are we going?
No, I don't have glasses on, so it's making me worse here with my vision. But I don't care at this point. My glasses don't do
tomorrow morning when I go out and have my usual excursion, my breakfast, I'll get the latest from the lip implant.
They think I made this all up.
This is all true stuff, folks.
No, I know. How much did this cost, though?
Oh, how much did the lip implant cost?
Just out of curiosity. capacity.
Well, you'll have to ask Dr. Mouse. You know, it's about $1,000.
But just something that
sure.
would food the lip more.
You know, now wait a minute. If you don't want to have an invasive implant, they have this stuff where you glue it right on. See.
I knew a guy. I got something for you, Frank. It's a brand new implant.
He just glued it right on.
That reminds me of wax lips when you were a kid.
You glued it on with crazy glue.
Never come off that.
When I was a kid, a guy did that. You know, I swear, there was a guy on my block. He went to the doctor, and he said, "Doctor, how do I make it bigger?" And the doctor goes, "Huh? Yeah, I gotta make it. My girlfriend don't lie. I gotta make it bigger." He took a crazy glue, and he got out. He got some a hot dog.
Oh my God! No.
And he glued it right on. He had to go to the emergency room.
No, that can't be as bad as this story.
And
I got a true story.
I wouldn't do that. That's horrible. Will you?
Well, I got to tell you a true story. Okay.
We don't have time for a true story. Tell a lie.
No, I got to tell you a real true story. I was in the hospital, and I was really suffering from my appendix. And the woman
Come on, make it quick. What happened?
A woman is next to you with a banana in her.
Oh.
You know where.
A banana. Oh, yeah. I've heard of those things. We'll be with you Monday, man. Grant, thanks for listening. Hope you had some fun. And stay away from a doctor called Mouth.
Yeah, or don't throw some bananas if you're going to do that.
No lip implants.
No lip implants either.
I'm keeping my lips. She loves them.
My husband loves mine too.
All right, in a sight. Thank you for listening, and we'll be with you Monday, Matt or Glad, around the world. Yeah, don't forget to we'll remind you Monday to vote.
10 seconds.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. And thank Dr. Mouse.
All right, take care.